This computer. Okay, we're recording. Okay, y'all ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
Hey, this is Scott Townsend. Welcome back to the Last of the Kalhi Wildcats 1982 podcast. And today, man, we got this is the first time I've had this many people on at once. We've got Rhonda, Rizzo, Webb, Stacy, Dennis, Amy, Christy, Sandy, and Kathy. So welcome to the show.
Thanks
for having us.
Good to see you.
Actually, it's y'all's show, but I'm just kind of barging in here. So it looks like the purpose of this group was to get together and kind of talk about, update the reunion activities and what to expect and what's been going on. So who's in charge?
Sandy.
Sandy, no. Sandy Collins.
It's a joint effort here.
I'm sorry. Everybody, if I call everybody by your maiden name, that's okay. Because
everybody has a part, but Sandy's our organized person that kind of keeps it together. So we've all had pieces of the puzzle.
She's the cool CFO.
There you go.
You're CFO. So funny. Yes,
definitely. All right. Yeah. So Sandy Collins, what's up?
Well, we're just getting excited that, you know, the reunion is getting closer all the time, and we're putting forth our best efforts to finalize the plans. And we think we've got a really fun time in store for everybody. I know anybody on Facebook, at least, has been looking at the updates that various members of the committee have put out there as far as where we're at. But, you know, Friday night, we're at the Johnstone Zier building, and based on feedback from all our fellow Wildcats, we now have a full cash bar. So it won't just be beer and wine. There's going to be a variety of spirits, you know, so I think everybody should be pretty happy about that. And if they're not happy, they will be by the end of the night. But we're just hoping to really, you know, catch up with everybody Friday night. We're going to have a DJ and a photographer. And I think we're going to try to do, I think Scott, aren't you supposed to try to do a little video with Lynn Grigsby or some other people during the Friday night event?
Lynn said that she was open to an interview before the event. I just got through talking to John Sayre 2 days ago, I guess it was.
Oh, wow.
And Lynn said that she would do an interview, but I was not aware of any kind of interview during
the event. I think what we're hoping is that there can be a little slot. We'll have to figure out the time where, because Scott's the video guru, I had asked, would he consider doing a little, maybe half an hour where we're on Facebook Live and we can post that to those people that can't be there overseas, and we'll tell them, hey, you're going to see us. And we'll figure out how we coordinate that. So that's on.
Yeah, we could do something like that. Yeah, that'd be kind of fun, actually. Yeah.
And that way they can at least see the event Friday night, and we can go by and wave, and people can say things. So anybody that's not available, too far away, all of those things, could zoom in on that, or Facebook Live in.
So that, so yeah. What are the dates of this again?
So September 23rd.
Yep.
24th and 25th.
That's correct.
2022.
Yeah. And how many years is
part.
It? And it's how many years, Scott?
It's like yesterday, but it's been 40 Lord. Years, folks. So Friday, 23rd at the Johnstone Sayre building. At the time start is 6.
Six. Yep.
And then
Saturday hang on just a second. Hang on just a second. Hang on just a second. Oh, man. Test speaker, test mic. I want to make sure I'm on the right mic. Gosh, I should have done this. Yeah, I'm on the right mic. Same system microphone.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
One that doesn't sound like he's on a tin can. So.
Samson, yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, so yeah, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're doing the Johnstone Sayre building on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We'll have a caterer. So we're going to have heavy hors d'oeuvres too. So there'll be a lot of fun food for people to have.
What's a heavy hors d'oeuvre? Like,
it means more than just chips and salsa.
The fancy word is charcuterie, which is basically grown up Lunchables.
Enough to eat so that you can drink responsibly.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing too heavy.
We're going to have like some
meat and cheese tray when I was growing up.
It's more than that. Aren't we having sandwiches?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have like buffalo chicken sliders, apricot chipotle meatballs, caprese melon skewers, spinach artichoke dip, a charcuterie board, hummus, you know, there'll be some desserts. So things like that. So does that answer your question a little better?
Yeah, that's great. Okay. So what's it been like for this group? What's it been like to plan this? How did you guys get together? How did this group form?
I'd like to know how I got involved.
Who you said I would volunteer to help? Stacy or Kathy put out a plea for help.
And then somehow I ended up in the email list. So I don't know.
Just generally said, hey, would anybody, you know, we can do this on Zoom now. Who would be willing? And Amy, you know, forgot that word no. So
my life story.
Kathy started it all.
Kathy, we couldn't do it without Kathy.
No. She's the brains behind the whole thing.
I had the Zoom.
I think I found it kind of pathetic on my interview with Scott. So then a bunch of people jumped up and decided to help.
I think we just realized you were overwhelmed with trying to do all this because it's hard. I mean, it's taken all of us to put it together. So.
I didn't have to do anything. It was great.
So have you heard from
videos of Zoom people getting stuff done all over the world? I'm like, well, if they can conquer the world on Zoom, I think we can handle a reunion on Zoom.
Sure.
So do you know, have any idea what the attendance is going to be like at this point?
Well, right now we have, I just looked it up. We have 29 classmates. Some of those are bringing spouses. So right now our Friday night event has 44 people attending. Saturday has 42. But there have been a lot of people that have made comments or that kind of thing on Facebook that we have not received payment from. So we don't have the reservations. So people that we, you know, are even planning, like, you know, some of the guys that have talked to Stacy about doing Sunday, the memorial service, but we don't have tickets. So I'm going to encourage you, if you are thinking, if you're planning toward coming, go ahead and send us your reservation. Simply because, you know, we have to give the caterer notification if we're going to have more people than we planned for. We have to buy the tickets for Saturday night. We've got things, we've got great sponsors. We've got some people that have helped and donated upfront money. So that's been helpful to get us started, but we want to know who else is going to be there and give us time to do, you know, get all the decorations and get all the, you know, we can't have enough liquor on Friday night if we don't know who else is going to be there.
That's the important thing.
Seems to be.
And for those of you that, you know, don't imbibe, we're going to have water and lemonade.
Water.
There's a water
fountain. Drink.
We'll have like lemon infused water. It'll be lovely. And so just know that we will also have soda pop for people that want to have soda pop. So, don't worry about that part.
We need designated drivers,
so please come.
Yeah, right. We'll need you to drive the rest of us home.
So it's really important for those of you watching, listening, it's really important if you plan on attending, sounds like, that you need to let know? How do you go about getting a ticket or tickets?
Well, they should have received an email. We have 120 email addresses. So we've done, you know, decent, I would say. I think we've accounted for more than half of the class. You know, obviously we're still open. We're still collecting email addresses if people have not received the email invite. Then, you know, we've posted it on Facebook. It's literally a website that you can go to, and there you can choose your event. If you're going to attend both Friday and Saturday night, it's $82 a person, which is actually cheaper than the Saturday event ticket by itself. So that's included in the weekend events. Or if you can't come for either night, you can't be there on Friday night, or you can't be there on Saturday night, then you can choose just only a Friday night event, and that ticket's or a Saturday night event, and that's $50. So we posted that on Facebook, or they can email me if we don't have their email address, and that's just Christy@ChristyLBrooks.com.
That must be the hardest part, is trying to find everybody's email address, because there's 296 graduates, and it's just I can imagine that's really hard trying to notify everybody. So using social media like this to get everybody on board, you know, for those that don't have. So if you have an email address and you haven't been notified, get in touch with Christy. Yes,
or anyone on the reunion committee.
Yeah.
Or anyone on the reunion committee. Okay. Rhonda, I saw your dad in Lowe's the other day. He was standing behind me, and I saw this guy standing there, and I thought, man, that guy looks familiar, you know. So I turned around and recognized him, hadn't seen him in a while. Can you tell us a little bit about Saturday, Rhonda? What's going on Saturday?
Sure. Saturday during the day, for one thing, is somebody will have to confirm times for me, but we're going to be touring Central Middle School, which is completely different. Same building that we went to, but it's really nice, and they even have air conditioning. And then,
oh man.
Yeah, crazy. And directly after that, we'll be touring the high school, which is also just really really impressive and different, just so you guys can have a chance to do that. I think there's also an option to golf during the day. Saturday night at 6:30 is Willow Rock has an annual party called Cow Thieves and Outlaws.
Oh, yeah.
Cow Thieves and Outlaws reunion. And we're going to have our Saturday night event there. And so we're hoping to have our group of tables off to the side so that we can just talk to each other. But there'll also be artists and an art show there. They have an amazing artist band coming in to play. There'll be a giant fireworks show at the end.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of food, different restaurants around town bringing out food and desserts and cash bars all over the place. It's supposed to be the best party in the state, so we thought we might as well participate.
Heck yeah.
It'll be fun.
So, Amy, can you kind of dial us in on Sunday? What's going on Sunday?
Me?
That's a Stacy question, Scott.
Oh, okay. All right.
Amy.
Stacy, what's going on Sunday? Sorry.
Sunday my fault. Going to be at Hopestone, which, for those of you that don't know, Jennifer Williams in our class passed away of cancer, but while she was in remission and doing pretty well, she got inspired by the holistic care at MD Anderson, and she kind of brought that concept to Bartlesville. And so she created Hopestone, and it's a place for art and other kinds of things like yoga, tai chi, to just help people that are kind of dealing with wanting to feel whole during the time when they're trying to heal. And so Hopestone has opened their doors to us for Sunday morning to have a memorial service for those in our class that have passed. And so I've been reaching out to people in our class that are pastors or music leaders, and we'll see who can lead it. And those of you that want to come, we just think it's a great time of reflection and really just a celebration of their life as much as a memorial service, because we do appreciate that, you know, when we had them and want to remember them. So we will have that upstairs, but they've allowed us that we can go and see what Jennifer created and left that legacy for this town.
That'll be nice. So,
yeah. And that part is, you know, free. The Cat Thieves and Outlaws reunion would cost normally 85 plus per person, but we've, through our sponsors, we've been able to really pare down this, the cost of these tickets for the entire weekend. And so $82, hello, 1982.
See what we did there?
Yeah. So here's, we want
you guys are such marketing geniuses.
The caveat. Yeah. So here's the caveat. Because we got this great deal with all these wonderful sponsors, some, you know, are being anonymous about it, but we just so appreciate. One of them is obviously John, Sarah, and his sister Crystal, who have donated the venue, which normally would cost a four-digit sum to rent for the night. This is the place in Bartlesville where many weddings and events occur. So, and for those of you that don't know where the heck this is, if you remember the old May Brothers clothing store, that was the building, and it's completely refurbished and it's amazing. But there are fees with our fancy website called Cheddar Up. And if you're kind enough to just click on that little, there's a little icon that
a little bit
you have
box.
To go, what is that about? There's a little bit of a fee on there. If you could also pay that, that would reduce the total that we're having to deduct from.
So what's the website?
It's Cheddar Up.
Sounds like cheese, but it's not cheese.
But you have to go to our portion of it. I don't know that we have the direct link. We'll put it on Facebook, and I'll send that to you, Scott, so you'll have it for your show notes.
Yeah, I'll put it here on the bottom of the screen.
Maybe we could do, can you go to Cheddar Up and then type in Wildcat Reunion, I wonder?
Y'all are asking me to do more than one thing at a time, and that's just not going to happen.
No,
it
looks like you have to sign in.
No, because you have to log in.
Yeah,
so it looks like
we'll have the link on Facebook, and then you can email any of us for the link. We'll make sure that you can find out.
It's okay. And Scott, it's really actually very simple, but it's last of the Wildcats 40th class reunion .cheddarup.com. So it's quite lengthy. So I'll send it to you since they have it.
Okay, I'll look it up and I'll put it down on the screen here below somewhere.
Okay.
Kathy is responsible for getting things started and has done more research unpaid than you can imagine. She should have earned a year's salary. And Sandy has been doing all of the accounting. So thank God, because I don't do any
okay.
Lots of spreadsheets.
I got you. So I want to swing it over to Sandy here just real quickly.
It's reunion questions. All you get, Scott.
Same. No tax questions.
He was going to try to sneak an interview.
Sorry, bud.
Hey, this is really easy. So where are you now? Where do you live? What state? What?
Well, I'm in Peoria, Illinois right now. So
Okay.
Here about 6 months out of the year. And then I spend time in, surprise, Arizona.
What's in Arizona?
I have family in Arizona. And have a lot in an RV resort. So I have a fifth wheel.
Awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
My husband and my dog, we do some traveling now. And
what's your dog's name?
Brandy. She's a fine girl. Really easy. So my husband's name is Brandon. My name is Sandy, and the dog is Brandy.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. So, Rhonda, you're here in Bartlesville, and so what are you doing these days? What are your what do you spend your days doing these days?
A little bit of this and that. I do a lot of tractor work. Yeah, that's basically my whole life. Exactly. I'm Lisa Douglas. Exactly. I do some freelance project management for some publishing companies, and that keeps me.
Oh, that's cool.
Good, maybe 25 minutes a day. It's a great job. And I have a dog, and my kids are grown, so I'm just kind of hanging out with my dog most of the time.
And what's the dog's name?
Her name is Bonnie.
Bonnie she's, and Brandon.
You see a big black something. It's probably her. She's bigger than me.
She weighs a mere 180 pounds, right?
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. Wow. She's a frail flower.
Well, I just had to throw those questions in there because I haven't had you guys on the podcast yet. So I thought I would just avail myself really quick. So what else is going on? So so that's Saturday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday is the memorial, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is there any kind of a theme to the reunion?
Yes. 40th reunion.
Big 4-0.
Alive.
You made it.
Citizenship.
Party.
ART membership.
We're going to have AARP on the side.
They'll have a booth to sign people up.
Getting in cheaper to the movies. I don't know. All those
things. Are we really at that stage in life where we're getting AARP stuff and.
Past.
Sure.
2 years now.
Man.
I like my freebies.
Most places are 55 Absolutely. And above. A lot of them are, at least.
I never thought I would live past 40. And now here I am. I'm like, now what? You know,
you really not think that?
Huh?
You really thought that you wouldn't live past 40?
This was back in college, you know, and we were doing stupid stuff. And I just thought, you know, 40 is going to be good. And 40 came, 40 went. And, you know, and they're like, okay, well, now what do we do? So. Anyway, that's just a little side note.
Well, I say 50s is when we really get into the stupid stuff.
So 50s?
Let's do it.
Right? That's what we're going to do. Okay, maybe that's the theme of the reunion. Stupid stuff. Stupid stuff. We're all going to tell stories about the stupid stuff we've done.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I sure
well, everybody will have those kind of stories.
On your interviews. What'd you say again?
What'd you say? Amy? Sandy?
Oh, I just said everybody's done stupid stuff.
Yeah.
If they say they haven't, they're lying.
They were lying. Yeah. I told John Sayre, I said, tell me one of your, what was the question? Tell me one of your what are you most proudest of and what's been the biggest challenge? And I told him, I said, so this is the part. This is the Oprah Winfrey part where you start crying and blah, blah, blah. John was like, not likely. It was fun to catch up with him. I hadn't talked to him, and I love these people. I haven't talked to him in 40 years. And it's just, you pick up right where you left off. And it's just, what really amazes me is I wish I had stayed in closer contact with everybody over the last 40 years. Why am I picking it up now? You know, it's just crazy, but you guys have done
super cool though.
Oh, that's right.
That's why we're so excited about the reunion, because it's like we are the coolest. I mean, I think everybody in our class is amazing. So I'm just excited to see everybody.
Yeah, you guys have done a great job with the reunion committee and planning it all up. Is there anything else that we need to talk about as far as the reunion?
How about golf? If anybody wants to golf, they need to check that out. Sandy, what's the scoop on that?
Yeah, so if people are interested in golfing, they can contact me, you know, through Facebook Messenger, or I can give you my email address to Scott.
Okay.
It's veldysd@gmail.com. But okay. The golf tee times start at 10. Right now, I only have 3 tee times set up. You know, if I got more notification from people, I could add more. But so far, I haven't filled all 3 slots yet. So that's enough for 12 people. But we're playing at Nowata Country Club. The first tee time's 10. And then they're like 10 or 15 minutes apart. So it's a 9-hole golf course. So people can play 9 or 18. And if they play 9, they still will have time to attend both of the school tours. The tour of Central is at 1 p.m. and the tour of Kauai is at 2:15. So they could do all three if they wanted. One thing, though, if people do decide they want to golf, the golf course does not rent clubs and they don't have a driving range. So people have to bring their own clubs if they want to golf. Just want to make sure everybody knows that. And of course, that the cost for that's up to each individual.
That's good.
We are building that into the reunion pricing.
What happened with the, we had some places people could stay as well. One was, I think, Crystal at the John Sayre Building had a couple of places. Is that, are they taken already?
So to my knowledge, because I was kind of coordinating that, Amy, we kind of offered that first to some of our sponsors. It's the Jewel Box Hotel Apartments, and they're in that same building. And I believe three of the four have been reserved. At least I had people reach out to me that I contacted. And so I gave them the information of, you know, Crystal's assistant so they could get in touch with them. So there may be one room left. I have communicated that to a couple of people recently, but I haven't heard yet if any of those people were going to book. I don't think they have because I don't think I gave them the contact name for the operations manager for that, but there could be one left. They're really nice. I looked at them on.
Yeah, they're Airbnb. Really nice.
And then is the Price Tower, is that through Airbnb or can you book directly on the Price Tower? Because those are nice rooms as well.
Yeah.
Oh, both? Okay.
Yeah.
And there's the, is the Hilton Garden Inn, is it full or did it? There's a Hilton Garden Inn and it's right across the street from the Johnstone Sayre Building. And there's also one at Highway 75 and Tuxedo, but I think we have a block of rooms reserved there.
Hampton Inn. Kathy? Yeah, it's the Hampton Inn, Rhonda.
Oh, the Hampton. Okay.
Kathy had arranged to have some rooms reserved there. So I don't remember how many there were, but that block should be out there still, I think. Oh,
yeah, I need to check back on that and be for sure that they've see what they've got left. How many more are available there?
Also on Airbnb, there are a lot of apartments at the what used to be the Phillips Hotel.
Oh yeah.
And they're on Airbnb and they're very well priced. I think it's very affordable and also super convenient to everything. So check out Airbnb.
So if anybody's on the fence about coming to the reunion, what's your last ditch? What's your pitch to get people to show up? Why should anybody go to this reunion?
Because we had a great childhood and let's celebrate those wonderful years that we've been together.
Because we're all grown up and it's time to get back together and find out where we are and what happened. And, you know, we're all new and different and fun, great people.
Yeah, I would agree.
Guys, I want to hear all the stories.
And, you know, everybody's made mistakes. Everybody has stuff they're not proud of. And, but put that behind you and just come spend the weekend with old friends.
And the other thing too, is there's been a lot of success. There's been a lot of people doing a lot of great things and that it would be, you know, that's nice to share too, to learn about and, you know, everybody helping each other. It takes a village, I guess, but yeah. You know,
I find I forget a lot of the things that have happened in my life until like I have reminders of things. So when I go to something like this, I see people and I'm like, oh, that's right. And all those memories come flooding back. And that's so exciting because, you know, we kind of go through life like going forward. And there's something really wonderful about hearing about what other people's successes are or, you know, just how their lives have gone. And we, you know, realize also we've had good lives too, or maybe we've had struggles and that's okay. But it kind of gives you hope too. Like, look, other people overcame struggles and things to do. And there's just something kind of neat about, I mean, even just being in this little tiny reunion we do here with this group, you know, it's kind of fun to revisit, and it just, little things pop into my own head. I know when I'm here talking, and, you know, Sandy and I hung out together a lot in high school, and she's probably thinking, oh God, don't remind people of that. But, you know, there's just a lot of things that come flashing back that you forget, you know?
Right.
And maybe we want to forget them, but we don't have to, you know, but it's fun. It's just fun going down memory lane. I just think at our age, why not? Because, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen in the future. And I think also at this age, you start to realize life is pretty short. And so why not, you know, appreciate all the people that have been in our lives for so long. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
And given us so much, and they gave us something at some point in our life, whether it's today or not anymore, it was at one time, and good or bad, it projected us forward in some way. And it's a part of us always. Our memories always will be and always are.
So I'm thinking of, you know, celebrate. This is like someone said celebration. That we've made it this far. And then I think of Barry Manilow, looks like we made it.
That would be one of the things we don't want to bring up is Barry Manilow.
I dig him.
Yeah. We loved him though.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, one of the things that I found really interesting is getting to know people that I really didn't have a chance to spend time with in high school. We've had so many cool people in our class, and people have gone on to do so many cool things and everything. And I just think it's really, you know, it's like, wow, how did I not know this person in high school? How did I not get to spend time with them? So
right.
I think that's the fun part. It's like, wow, you know, I didn't, you know, it's really fun getting to meet these people now as adults.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely,
you know,
true.
The beauty of being older too is, you know, you realize that a lot of things that may have happened in high school, you know, maybe you got some hard feelings towards some of your classmates because you got picked on or whatever. I mean, you know, that stuff doesn't really matter. I mean, we all did stupid things as kids. I think we're all adults now. And, you know, if you come out, like everybody was saying, and you revisit some of the people that helped, you know, shape your life. I mean, we spent a lot of years with everybody in school, whether it was just, you know, in high school, or because not all of us went to the same grade school, but, you know, we spent a good 18 years with a lot of people.
Right. And
some of us did. I did. I was born in Bartlesville. So it's just a great way to reconnect. And like you said, appreciate the people we've met and how they've shaped our lives.
That's great. So it's 6:48. I know we have a hard stop here. Is there any last anything else we need to bring up before we say goodbye?
We really want to see everybody.
Send in your registration.
Yeah, I think we have 296. So we only have 29, you said, signed up. So that's only 255 people left to sign up. So did I do the math right, Sandy?
We got a few additions and subtractions of that, but yeah, you're good. You're close enough.
That's great.
Yeah, you know, it'd be really be great if people would sign up in August just to give us that extra lead time, like you mentioned earlier. We've got to make changes with the caterer, and we have to give her so much lead time if our numbers change.
Is there a cutoff date?
Well, we have various deadlines. So some of the deadlines is the liquor order. Some is like, we've got to get all the plates, napkins, cups, you know, those kind of things.
So what's the drop dead date you need to hear from people?
August 22nd.
There you go. Probably before that.
But we would like the majority of people to sign up in August if possible. But if they can't sign up in August, that doesn't mean they can't go to the reunion. There still will be time to sign up. It makes it more difficult. Like the Friday night event's a lot easier because we control that. I mean, you know, if we have more people show up and we aren't able to adjust the numbers of the cater, then hopefully, you know, people will be respectful and not like go back for thirds on the food until everybody has had some. But the Saturday night event, we have to know the people's names, and we have to purchase those tickets in advance. So that then also they can be on the list at the venue. So they'll be admitted in. So we might, it might be a little tougher for the Saturday night event if we don't have, you know, if we get too close to there, September 20th.
The better.
I would just add, if you really want to come, but there's some obstacle that you're really, you have to kind of play it by ear right up until the last minute, just reach out to us and let us know that you intend to come, but you know, that there's something where you can't make a decision until a little later. And I think we'll be understanding of that, just to give us some idea.
I was going to say that too, because I mean, we've got, I mean, I'm not going to name names, but there are some classmates that, you know, they've already reached out and said they've got some issues and they're not sure. And as long as we're aware of those, you know, and it's not just, hey, it's Wednesday and I decided I'm going to come on Friday, you know, kind of thing. But if, you know, if you've got a situation that you're dealing with, but that the other thing, you know, let us know that your intention or what the issue is, or just, hey, I've got an issue and I can't make a decision right now. Just let somebody know that, then that's, you know, that's really helpful for us to plan. But I think the other thing that we all want to make sure everybody recognizes is that if there's some type of financial situation that would cause you not to be able to attend, please, please reach out.
Sounds
because
good.
We want you to come. And that's one of the reasons that we have some sponsors who've made those made that a possibility for people. Yeah. So
yeah, we have very generous sponsors. They've been very good to us, our alum, some of us. Also, Rhonda, correct me if I'm wrong, but on Saturday, people should bring their boots for the boot scoop.
Most of the, it'll be cowboy boots if you've got them, would be smart. And yeah, definitely cowboy boots and hats if you've got those too. There'll be definitely be some outlaws out there trying to hold you up in your car on your way in to Clyde Lake. And might have to have a few cold beers in your car to they'll let you pass. But
for ransom.
Yeah. Ransom.
But
the price to pay on in.
We're wearing boots. And if you got them, wear them. There'll be lots of dancing. So wear your dancing shoes. Both nights, actually.
Sounds good. Well, I know we got to go here. So Stacy, Amy, Christy, Sandy, Rhonda, Kathy, thanks so much for spending the time and letting everybody know what's going on with the reunion and what you got to do to attend. And we'll have information down the show notes. There's no reason why everybody shouldn't show up. It's going to be a great time.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so, all right. Good job, guys. Really appreciate y'all's effort. And so for everyone here, this is Scott Townsend. Thanks for watching, listening to the Last of the Call High Wildcats 1982 podcast. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you later.